Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Trina Mara here, and you may have seen the ASAI, the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland, are implementing artificial intelligence as new research has shown that 63% of consumers are concerned by the inauthenticity of social media influencers. And on the line, we've got Orla Toomey, who is Chief Executive. Good morning, Orla. How are you?
Morning, Trina. Fine, thanks. And yourself?
So these are very interesting findings, and I'm now wondering, are the days of the influencer, are their days numbered?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think we're at anywhere near that level. But I suppose essentially we have rules in our code that when people have been advertised to, so when influencers are creating content that they've been paid or gifted, well, then they have to tell people it's an ad. Mm. And it's just so that we know when we're being advertised to. And these rules are rules that are the same in, you know, television, radio and print. So essentially, we've done research and we can see that, you know, there's a very low level of trust in what influencers post, only 1 in 10 trust. We can also see that there's a level of confusion around what hashtags to use. So we're going to be doing some guidance with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to develop, you know, more clear guidance about what way to disclose. And then the other side of it is, well, then we need to find a way so that we can see what's going on. And it's not that we're going to see everything that's on the internet, but we'll be able to do targeted runs, capture information, and then the tool will tell us whether or not it thinks it's advertising or not. We will look at it and see, do we need to contact the brand? Do we need to contact the influencer? Mm-hmm. So just, I suppose, using the tech tools that are available to us to look at this particular area, because we can see, I mean, one of the things we found in our research is that 84% of us use social media apps, one social media app or another, every day. So we're all in the space. So
we're addicted to it, aren't we? I can't put the phone down. Yeah. But I do kind of feel like recently, I don't know whether it's always been that way, because I was kind of a latecomer to Instagram. Everything I look at on Instagram feels like it's an ad. There's ways of spotting ads as well. There are various hashtags. Can you talk us through the hashtags that people might look out for?
Sure. So, I mean, there are a number of hashtags that are used, and we are going to make it clearer and, you know, a smaller list. But you could see hashtag ad. Obviously, an ad is an ad. Mm-hmm. Or hashtag sponsored. That would indicate that there's a commercial relationship. There's also hashtag paid partnership. 46% of people recognize that one. But 59% of people didn't recognize hashtag SP. And 54% didn't recognize the hashtag I work with. So that's really interesting. So they're not hashtags that are telling people this is an ad. And yes, they are.
I've seen that one, the hashtag SP, and I never copped on. That's short for sponsored. Okay.
Short for sponsored. Yeah. So I suppose it's just, there's a couple of sides to this, Trina. One is that we need to have just a clear, very small number of words that will actually always be used and say, these are the ones you have to use. And then consumers will get used to them. So they'll be more aware that this is advertising. Influencers will have, you know, a level playing field with their other influencers. Everyone will be using the same. And we think that this will build trust and help people understand when they're being advertised to. And it will make it easier, I think, for influencers as well.
I think it's very hard when you know that something is an ad to really take their word for it when an influencer is telling you this is a great skincare cream. Or I love sometimes, and I know you're from the ASAI, but I love sometimes when you see an Instagram and someone's saying, by the way, I'm not being paid for this, but I just wanted to tell you about this product because it really is good. And maybe I'm just jealous because I haven't been paid to do any ads on Instagram. But this is something to look at. So people are still being influenced. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a market for it. So even when, you know, we say that 1 in 10 people are kind of not really trusting influencers, 9 out of 10 still are.
Well, they're still following. A lot of people are still following influencers. There's no doubt about it. And I suppose, you know, there's probably some people who follow influencers that they've followed for a long time. They know them. They trust them, the individual influencer, because they can see that when they are advertising, they disclose it. So they have a trust when they don't say it, when they don't say hashtag ad or similar, that it's not an ad, that it's just their own personal opinion. Mm. And I think that's where the authenticity can come in as well, because what happens sometimes is if someone is posting a lot of content for a lot of different companies, and the whole point of influencer marketing is it's supposed to be about what you like yourself and what you value yourself as a product and use. That's where it sort of kind of started, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're posting a whole load of stuff, well, then maybe people feel that you're not being authentic. But if they've been following you for a while and they know, well, that person really does like those 3 products or those 5 products, so I know even when they're doing advertising, they're being authentic because they do like them. Does that make sense?
It's a whole new kettle of fish, isn't it, compared to a few years ago? I mean, before the world of the influencer, and they're making serious money, but might I add, when you think of all even the Love Island people, and they all have kind of these influencer careers, and afterwards, it's so different to with the days it was just kind of radio, television and print media. I say your work is cut out for you.
I think those days are long gone, but yeah. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put up a post now and I'm going to say this is a great radio show, hashtag not an ad. I'm just endorsing myself and that's it. No one's paying me to do it. But it's been great catching up and interesting. Artificial intelligence will now be watching all the influencers and making sure that they're putting up whether they are being paid to influence us. So thank you very much for your time today. There's Orla Toomey, who is Chief Executive at the ASAI. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.